Welcome to The Recency Bias, a production of RabbitHabs.com and, of course, the Montreal Bias Podcast. Speaking of the big show, as soon as I'm done recording this episode of The Recency Bias, jumping on the big show with Sean, so there should be another one available for you to listen to and enjoy. I'm sure many bits to come up on this one. Zach Van Oslong, the here, managing editor at RabbitHabs.com on our generally morning after mini pod, but the Montreal Canadiens played on Saturday afternoon, so this is the evening after mini pod. Bringing down the Montreal Canadiens 3-2 loss to the Washington Capitals on Saturday afternoon in Montreal. We officially stamped this one a measuring stick game on Twitter before it started, and you can follow at the Montreal Bias on Twitter. Stamped it as a measuring stick game. And I think it turned out to be one. Despite the fact that it was on a Saturday afternoon, I don't think that didn't feel like your typical Saturday or Sunday afternoon game, where things are just a little slower, lack the oomph, so to say. But it didn't seem like the case. Just Montreal Canadiens not able to quite get it done against a team that is a little bit better than them. And that's what we saw on Saturday. We saw that the Washington Capitals, the, I think, generally agreed upon best team in the NHL right now, but it's not the playoffs, but the best regular season team in the NHL is very, very good. And they are undeniably a step ahead of the Canadiens. And it may not be a huge step. I'm not sure how significant a step it is. But if we're going based on what we saw Saturday afternoon, not a huge step. The Canadiens are a little behind the Caps, but they're there, and they could have beat them. I know this show's called, appears on the Montreal Bias feed, but trying to put biases aside, trying to take off the Bleu Blanc Rouge glasses, I think that game largely came down to the referees. Unfortunately, the Canadiens didn't get their calls in that one. I don't think it was, like, egregious, completely unacceptable, horrible reffing. I don't want to put it all on the reffing. But the reffing wasn't great in that one for the Canadiens. It hurt them a little bit. I mean, very, very soft call on Shaw late in the game. And some missed calls as well. There were some opportunities, I think, in the third for the Canadiens to have been put on the power play, and it simply didn't happen for them. Now, they did get some power play opportunities, and they weren't able to capitalize, so yeah, a step back and the refs were a factor. Let's get into the actualities of this one. As I say, a 3-2 loss. Canadiens pressed hard. You got Braden Holtby at the end of that one giving the old whoof. He knows it was a tough fight. This one was, yes, Holtby v. Price. I think the heaviest weight of goalie in the NHL right now. Those are two guys, right? They may not be 1 and 2 for the Vezina at the moment, but they could be. I think those are the consensus best goalies in the NHL right now. Going toe-to-toe on New Pants Day. New Pants Day, you ask? Yes, New Pants Day. Saturday was the day that all NHL goalies had to officially begin wearing the new goalie pants, which are meant to be a little smaller, a little tighter, a little more tight on the goalies, trying to create a little more room, different kind of padding. So, I don't know. Did you see any pants effect? I didn't see a pants effect. The goalies look good, very good. Huge saves by both Holtby and Price, I think both looking like themselves in this one. So they were almost a split between Holtby and Price for that one. They both came up with big, big saves when need be. I don't think either of them let a particularly ugly goal in. So it really came down to, it was almost a coin toss game when all was said and done. The Habs could have bowed out. They got goals in this one from Alex Radulov, his 13th, his potential 14th called off. Now, that one that they called off, obviously goalie interference. Agreed. That's textbook goalie interference by Max Pacioretty. Probably could have even given him a penalty on that play. Would not have been that upset. Except, I'm going to be hammering this drum all season. Ever since Carey Price was out of the blue paint and therefore was allowed to be dragged away from the net and that goal counted, I'm going to go ahead and cry foul on the Alex Radulov goal that was called back. By all definitions of goalie interference that I traditionally knew, by the old rules of the old world, yeah, that's goalie interference. But ever since I saw Price get dragged down to the net, and because that wasn't goalie interference at that point, I'm willing to go argue about every one of them. Putting the Bleu Blanc Rouge glasses firmly back on my face for that one. No, it shouldn't have counted, but neither should that goal a few weeks back, so Just going to be a little salty about that. A little bit of salt. And Max Pacioretty, captain, getting his 25th of the season for the Habs as well. So let's look deeper at the game. First off, first period, some observations that I thought were interesting. The Canadians could have been essentially put out of that game in the early going. They had back-to-back penalty kills that with Washington up 1-0 at that point. Back-to-back penalty kills, including a few seconds of 5-on-3. The Canadians did a really nice job on those PKs of keeping themselves in the game, fighting back. And this has been traditionally a problem throughout the season. Habs get themselves in some penalty trouble early and are never really able to recover from it. They were able to fight off those two early penalties. That allowed them to stay in this game the entire time. So, Alex Radulov, we talk about him a lot, but we have to talk about him a lot in this one because he was the big story in the game. Obviously, just talking about what he did earlier with that goal that was called off, he gets them on the board, even at 1-1 in the early going, and was a factor in so much of the game, pretty much all the game. There were very few plays of substance on Saturday afternoon in which Alex Radulov not involved in, including getting called for that penalty. Unfortunately, that was the one that put the winning goal in. Put Washington up 3-1 at the time, turned out to be the backbreaker. Very frustrating because, once again, didn't think that was the strongest call. But Radulov involved in everything because he's go, go, go all the time. Fantastic player to watch. Watching him and Ovi go a few times head-to-head, they seem to have a similar energy. Ovi has a better ability to bury the puck. That's why Ovi's got, what, it was like 24, 25 goals in the season. Radjuk's got 13. But really, in terms of being able to just pick up the puck, stick with the puck, not let anyone take it away from you, make plays happen, kind of comparable at times. What else we see? We saw Shaw get a penalty call against him, basically for reputation or just poor reffing. Another one of my complaints against the refs, definitely on that soft, soft, soft Andrew Shaw penalty. Really took some more momentum out of the Canadians, and good on them. They kept coming in the third period. My expectation, and I saw a few people talking about this on Twitter as well, as midst of the game, when Washington went up 3-1, my expectation was that was fold the tent, roll on out of there. I was looking at, maybe it'll be a 4-1 loss or something like that. That was just, and I wasn't alone on that. I saw AJ, who writes the recap for us and runs Habs game blog. He was saying the same thing. Expectation was, crap. There it is. That's the deflator. And the Canadians did not deflate. They continued to come. They really pushed the Caps at the end of this one. I was happy with that. I thought they did a good job of that. And then we saw Galchenyuk, who had a bit of a rough game, certainly. Looks like he's still struggling, that's a strong word. He's still looking to find his game again after missing all that time, trying to get in there. By the third period, it looked like he was starting to put it together, had some real opportunities. In part, they came to him because he was put on the line with Radulov and Pacioretty in the third after starting the game on the third line, or I guess technically the second line for the Canadians. So he starts on the second, but manages to get up between Patches and Radulov because Danault didn't return to the game. So still no word on what was going on with Danault, but he didn't return. And we saw a couple amazing opportunities for Galchenyuk. Holtby equal to the task. And how you feel about Galchenyuk's two missed opportunities or Holtby's two big stops in the third period, I think largely depends on how you seem to be running with this narrative of Alex Galchenyuk right now. This narrative that I can't believe that I'm starting to see, but I saw it a bit. And people wondering, oh, what's wrong with Alex Galchenyuk? Oh, he's not the player. You know, Danault really taking his spot. And at first I'm like, who's saying that? But I started paying attention to people were saying that. People were saying, something's really off with Alex Galchenyuk. It may be that he just needs time to get back into the lineup. He looked pretty solid. And so depending on your take on the narrative, is there something still wrong with Alex Galchenyuk? Or maybe he just had a bit of a uncomfortable time getting back into this game, but started to find it in the third, is how you reacted to him missing those two opportunities in the third. Was, oh, what's wrong with Galchenyuk? He's got to bury those. Or, whoa, good looks from AK27, AG27, going on there. He did get a couple good looks, gave himself some opportunities, just did not get to bury it. Unfortunate. So the Canadians lose 3-2 in, as I say, a measuring stick game in which they measured pretty well. a loss never makes you happy, but that was it's a good one. It was a good game, entertaining, and the Canadians really pushed back. They were beat by the best team in the league, and barely. I will take it. They moved to 30-16-7 on the season, obviously still at the 67 points they were the other day. Still good for first in the Atlantic and fourth in the East. Hanging around, it's kind of early to tell. There's still the night games to come in, but 6-7, somewhere in there overall in the NHL is where they sit right now. Not a long time to linger on this loss to the Caps. They'll be back at it. On 1 o'clock, Super Bowl Sunday, Edmonton Oilers. Get to see McDavid go at it for the Oilers. Another, you know, I don't know if it's a measuring stick game, but you want the Canadians to come out and win this one. The Oilers are probably one echelon below them in talent and skill and ability at this point, the same way the Caps are one echelon above them, so you expect them to come out and beat the Oilers. I would like to see a strong performance by them. Al Montoya, though, will likely be in nets for the Canadians in that one. Until then, enjoy your Saturday evening or your Sunday morning. The big show coming up as well, myself and Sean getting on to do that right now, actually. So, speaking to you from that one as well. Until the next, take care.